So, I want you to imagine being handed the keys to a highly advanced, fully automated manufacturing plant. Like, this factory is an absolute marvel of modern engineering.
Right.
It can build, absolutely anything you can imagine in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
A sports car, a skyscraper, a luxury dining table.
Wow. Okay, that sounds ideal.
Yeah, but there is just one massive catch here. The factory is operated by this brilliantly fast, but incredibly literal-minded alien who just does not understand human context at all.
Oh, that's a dangerous combination.
Exactly. If
Yeah.
you don't speak this factory's language personally, like if you don't specify the exact laws of physics you want applied to your product, it will cheerfully build you a chair with three legs, hand it to you, and pretend it's a total masterpiece.
I mean, that is the perfect analogy for where we are right now.
Welcome to today's deep dive. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2026, and we are exploring a document that perfectly captures this exact dynamic.
Yeah, we've got a really comprehensive syllabus and roadmap published by Brawley Academy's Vibe Coding Masters out in Hyderabad.
Right, it's called the Vibe Coding Certification 2026 Ultimate Career Guide.
Which is just a fascinating artifact of the tech industry today. I mean, it serves as a real-time documentation of this massive paradigm shift we're living through.
Yeah.
It's not some speculative paper about what might happen in the future, you know? It is a rigid, practical roadmap of what employers actively demand from software developers right now.
Totally. And the mission today is to demystify what exactly vibe coding actually means. Because I'll be honest, I hear a term like vibe coding, and my immediate reaction is a heavy eye roll.
Right, it sounds a bit trendy.
It sounds like a fleeting Silicon Valley buzzword that'll be completely dead by December. But we want to figure out, is this just marketing fluff, or is it a fundamental shift in how software is actually built?
Exactly. And whether you're a veteran developer drowning in the tedium of, setting up basic project architecture for the 100th time.
Or if you're a total beginner who looks at a screen of raw code and feels completely intimidated.
Yeah, this deep dive is going to break down exactly how AI-assisted coding is reshaping career paths and productivity right now in 2026.
Okay, let's unpack this. Vibe coding. To even grasp why this career guide exists, we really need to dig into the mechanics.
For sure. To understand the weight of this guide, we have to look at the historical transition it represents. I mean, historically, the value of a programmer was directly tied to their ability to memorize syntax, right?
Right, you were basically a syntax typist.
Exactly. You spent hours making sure every semicolon, every bracket, every comma was in the exact right place. It was this very manual, tedious craft.
Which sounds exhausting. I
Yeah.
used that literal-minded alien analogy earlier, but how does vibe coding differ from that traditional programming in practice? Because when I think of coding courses, I picture someone sitting in a sterile lecture hall for 3 weeks, just, learning what a for loop is.
What's fascinating here is the core contrast highlighted in the source. Legacy traditional courses focus almost exclusively on theory and syntax. You memorized how to declare variables in specific, rigid languages.
Like Java or Python.
Exactly. But vibe coding prioritizes AI-assisted workflows. It's about prompt-driven development and collaborating with AI assistants to compress development cycles from weeks into just days.
Collaborating is really the key verb there, I think. The guide makes it super clear you aren't just using the AI like a glorified Google search.
Right. You're not just typing in a question and copy-pasting the
Yeah,
answer.
you are working alongside it as a partner to handle what developers call boilerplate code. And for anyone listening who isn't steeped in developer jargon, boilerplate code is basically the plumbing of an application.
Right. The stuff you always need.
Exactly. If you're building a new app, you always need a login screen. You always need a way to reset passwords. You always need basic data tables. It's just repetitive, unglamorous grunt work.
Boilerplate is the perfect example. Instead of a highly paid human spending 4 hours writing out that standard plumbing or, painstakingly writing basic unit
Which
tests.
are just those small automated checks, right, to make sure the code does what it's supposed to do.
Yep, exactly. An AI coding assistant can generate all of that in seconds. It does this through immense pattern recognition since it's been trained on millions of previous software repositories.
Oh, wow.
So you prompt the AI, it generates the boilerplate, and you instantly skip the first 20 hours of project setup. It significantly reduces delivery timelines.
But wait, if the AI is so incredibly smart and it's ingested millions of lines of perfect code, I have to push back on something I noticed in the syllabus.
Okay, what's that?
Looking at the certification curriculum, it aggressively requires students to learn full stack fundamentals, back end APIs, and databases.
If
vibe coding is all about the AI doing the heavy lifting, why can't I just walk up to the machine and say, hey, AI, build me a social media website? Why do I need to learn the underlying fundamentals at all?
This raises an important question, and it's actually the centerpiece of the common mistakes section in the guide.
Okay.
Because the biggest trap newcomers fall into right now is assuming this no fundamentals myth. Relying entirely on AI without understanding logic is a massive trap.
So it's not a magic bullet.
Not at all. AI models hallucinate. They confidently invent functions that just don't exist. Or they write code that is incredibly inefficient. AI-assisted coding still demands deep logical thinking and architectural understanding.
So to go back to my factory analogy, if I don't know the basic laws of physics and the machine hands me a three-legged chair,
you won't even realize it's going to fall over the second someone sits on it.
Right. I'm essentially flying blind in a supersonic jet.
A very apt way to put it. Let's look at APIs as an example. An API, or application programming interface, is essentially the waiter in a restaurant.
Okay, I like this.
Your app's front end is the customer looking at the menu, and the database is the kitchen. The API takes the order from the customer, brings it to the kitchen, and returns the food.
Makes sense.
Well, if you ask an AI to build a feature and it hallucinates an API endpoint, meaning it invents a waiter that doesn't actually work there, your application will completely crash.
Oh, geez.
And if you don't fundamentally know what an API is or how data flows from the front end to the back end, you won't know how to spot the AI's error, let alone prompt it to fix the issue.
Right, because you can't prompt an AI to fix a scalable database if you don't know what a database actually is.
Exactly. The AI does not know your specific business logic.
Which totally explains the structure of the curriculum in the guide. It's not just a list of random topics. It's built like a sandwich.
How do you mean?
Well, they start you with an introduction to AI development and prompt engineering. Basically, they teach you how to talk to the alien. But then they immediately pivot away from the AI and drill into pure front-end development and back-end fundamentals.
Right, the core mechanics.
Yeah, user interfaces, responsive applications that work on mobile phones, database architecture, authentication. They really ground the student in the physical laws of software engineering.
They establish the rules of the world before handing over the magic wand. And then, after the fundamentals are secured, the curriculum moves back into AI coding assistance for advanced code generation and debugging.
And then into automation tools, and finally deployment and hosting. Right?
Yeah, which is how you actually get your application live on the internet.
Okay.
And they highlight that practical implementation through what they call capstone projects is where the real learning happens.
Yeah, you don't just pass a multiple choice test.
Yeah.
You have to take all those isolated modules, the prompt engineering, the back-end logic, the automation tools, and orchestrate them to build a complex real-time application from scratch.
Because reading about prompting in AI is very different from managing a multi-tiered software architecture when the AI suddenly generates a completely incompatible database schema.
Oh, I can imagine.
That hands-on implementation, forcing the student to untangle AI-generated messes using their fundamental knowledge, is where the actual career skills are forged.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about the economics of this. Who is actually signing up for this certification, and what is the return on investment in the job market?
It's a huge market.
Because the target audience, Brawley Academy lists in this source, is remarkably broad. It's not just computer science undergrads trying to get their first job.
Mm-hmm.
The demographic that completely fascinates me is the entrepreneur and freelancer cohort.
Oh, absolutely. The leverage this technology provides to an individual entrepreneur is just unprecedented. Historically, launching a tech startup required massive upfront capital.
Right. If you had an idea for like a revolutionary new logistics app, you previously had to raise $500,000 from angel investors just to hire a team of five engineers to build the MVP.
The minimum viable product.
Exactly. Just the bare bones, functional prototype of your idea that you used to prove people actually want it. The guide highlights how startup founders are now using these vibe coding workflows to single-handedly build those MVPs.
Yeah, they are slashing initial development costs to near zero. It entirely lowers the barrier to entry for entrepreneurship. One person with a solid grasp of fundamentals and an AI assistant can do the work of a small engineering team. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the industry demand extends far beyond scrappy startups. Massive, established organizations are aggressively adopting these methodologies.
Really? Like traditional legacy companies?
Yes, they aren't necessarily firing their developers, they are upgrading them. Working IT professionals and software testers are using it to eliminate repetitive tasks. Organizations are adopting this to improve operational efficiency across the board.
That makes a lot of sense.
A testing engineer can use AI to write hundreds of automated testing scripts in an afternoon, radically increasing their operational capacity.
And then the actual 2026 salary data provided in the source really puts a dollar amount on that operational capacity.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this guide is based out of Hyderabad, which is a massive, globally significant tech hub.
Right. The figures they provide give us a brilliant window into the current value of these skills. For freshers, individuals just entering the job market with the certification, they estimate a range of 4 to 7 lakhs per annum.
Which, for those listening globally, while currency conversions fluctuate, in the context of the Indian tech market, 4 to 7 lakhs is a highly competitive premium starting salary.
It really is.
It shows companies are willing to pay top entry-level rates for people who can hit the ground running with AI tools. What about people who already have some experience?
So mid-level professionals, perhaps those who have transitioned from traditional coding to AI-assisted workflows, are commanding approximately 8 to 15 lakhs per annum.
Wow, quite a jump.
Yeah, and that variance depends heavily on the complexity of their project portfolios. And for highly experienced AI developers, the guide notes salaries starting at 18 lakhs per annum and scaling upward from there.
Not to mention the freelancers. The guide points out that freelance earnings vary wildly by project, but the upside is astronomical.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, if an AI coding assistant allows you to build a custom application for a client in 3 days instead of 3 weeks, your hourly effective rate just skyrockets.
Yeah.
You can take on significantly more clients simultaneously.
And we are also seeing the birth of entirely new job categories.
Hmm.
The title software engineer is fragmenting. We're seeing specialized roles like prompt engineer, which involves meticulously crafting the inputs to get secure, reliable code from the AI.
Which is an art in itself.
It really is. Then there is the AI workflow specialist who analyzes a company's entire development pipeline and figures out where AI can automate bottlenecks.
That sounds incredibly valuable.
And the product prototyping engineer whose sole job is to rapidly spin up functional models of new ideas.
So what does this all mean? If you, the listener, are hearing these salary figures and thinking, I need to get in on this immediately, how do you actually choose a legitimate course?
Right, because there are a lot of options out there.
Because whenever there's a gold rush, the people selling the shovels are usually scammers. The internet is currently flooded with useless, theory-only AI courses that just want to drain your wallet. How do you avoid that trap?
The guide offers a highly pragmatic framework for navigating this. And the foundational concept you must understand is the industry's shift toward portfolio-based hiring.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, employers in 2026 care progressively less about the prestige of the institution printed on your certificate. They care about what you can unequivocally prove you have built. Classroom versus online training formats matter, like having flexible schedules for working professionals. But ultimately, the proof is in public deployment. You have to prove you can execute.
Right. If you can send a hiring manager a link to a live functioning application that you architected and built using AI tools, that is worth 10 times more than a piece of paper.
Exactly.
So the first red flag to look out for, if a vibe coding course is just a series of multiple choice quizzes and theory modules without a mandatory complex capstone project runaway, it will not make you career ready.
Another crucial evaluation metric is the trainer's pedigree. The AI landscape shifts fundamentally every few months. You must verify that the curriculum covers modern AI development tools.
Stuff being used in production today.
Right, not the models from 3 years ago. Yeah. Furthermore, the person teaching the course needs to have active real-world development exposure. You cannot learn applied AI workflows from an academic who has only read textbook theories on machine learning.
That makes total sense. I want to quickly walk the listener through the 7-step execution plan from the source, because it synthesizes the journey of a modern learner really clearly.
Let's do it.
Step 1 is learn basics. Step 2, start AI dev. Step 3, practice prompts. Step 4, build portfolios. Step 5 is learn deployment. Step 6, prep for interviews. And step 7, continue upgrading.
It's a true evolution of skills. It starts with absorbing the rules of the physical world, learning the front-end, back-end APIs. Only after you respect the architecture do you move into practicing communication, which is the prompt engineering phase.
Which, as we discussed, is an entirely distinct skill from casual AI usage. You are learning to write structured technical parameters, defining constraints and error handling within your prompts.
And from there, the journey moves into the trial by fire, building the portfolio projects. This is where you bleed a little bit, you know, where the AI gives you bad code and you have to use your foundational knowledge to fix it.
Right. And once you have a working product, you enter the deployment phase. You learn how to host your creation online, managing servers so the world can actually interact with it.
The final stages are about market readiness. Preparing for interviews in this new paradigm means learning how to articulate your logic building. A hiring manager isn't going to ask you to write a sorting algorithm on a whiteboard anymore. They're going to ask you how you evaluate and optimize an AI's output.
And obviously, step 7, the journey never truly ends. Continuous skill upgrades are mandatory.
Which is why the guide heavily recommends finding a certification program that offers an ongoing community ecosystem, placement support, and mock interviews.
It really is a completely new paradigm for technical education. If we synthesize the core message of this Brawley Academy guide, getting a vibe coding certification isn't a magical shortcut to skip hard work.
Not at all.
Instead, it's a modern framework to combine foundational logic with cutting-edge AI productivity tools.
It is the natural evolution of the craft. Companies are actively hunting for professionals who possess the traditional craftsman's deep knowledge of structure, but who operate machinery that is exponentially more powerful than manual tools.
Which brings us right back to that automated manufacturing plant analogy. You might not be covered in sawdust anymore. You might not be measuring every single angle of the wood by hand.
Right.
But if you don't fundamentally know what makes a structure stable, you're going to flood the market with broken products. The AI is the machinery. You are the architect, the quality control, and the visionary.
That dynamic is the exact heart of the 2026 software industry.
But I want to leave you with a final, slightly provocative thought to mull over. It builds on the guide's own warning that the terminology around vibe coding might evolve rapidly in the coming years.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
If AI eventually reaches a point where it handles 99% of the syntax, the boilerplate, and the specific programming languages, will the next generation of software engineers look less like traditional mathematicians and more like linguists or philosophers?
Oh, wow.
Will the absolutely most valuable technical skill in the global economy simply be your mastery of human language, your ability to rely purely on vocabulary, intent, and nuance to articulate complex logic to a machine?
That is a profound shift. We're moving from speaking a language of computers to forcing computers to deeply understand the language of humans.
It's a fascinating landscape to watch unfold. Keep exploring the architecture of the apps you use, keep practicing the precision of your prompts, and keep building things that matter. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.